Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you tonight, Father. We thank you for this word that's coming forth, this word that's coming forth with strength and power. Father, we thank you for this word entering into the hearts and minds of your people, oh Father. Lord, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word. We thank you for a spirit of expectancy to overtake your people, that they be in a position to expect you, oh Father, to pour out your blessings upon them. And Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, Father, that would take away from this word, cause them to misunderstand the word. We ask that you would drive out any doubt and any unbelief. And we thank you for your word just coming forth. And we thank you and we just praise you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Trelanda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on the same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660, or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We are planning our next in-person service for Saturday, September 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for our church anniversary service. Bishop Hell from Fresno will be our guest speaker. Again, service will be held on Saturday, September 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and mass wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. Please enter through the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is again fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box for sending your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Trelanda. Yes, I have two special announcements. The first announcement is that we just want to thank everyone, especially those who are out of this country, who are just around the world. People are getting on this prayer line, and they're listening in on a consistent basis. And so we want to just thank everyone and within the United States and around the world for spreading the gospel, help spread the gospel through this ministry. And also, we have the exaltation this Sunday at 1:30. The person chosen, we ask that you get on the prayer line and that you support the person who will be chosen to speak that day, as you have done so for what, the past three times. So, again, we have an exhortation this Sunday. It's going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon. Thank you, and Sister Trelanda.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Would anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. First, giving honor to God, I would like to say I thank you, Pastor, for the prayers that you've been praying for me for my job with my WIC director. She was fired on Friday, and I just thank you for the prayers that you sent. She was trying to take away our 410s, And I just kept, I asked for prayer that my 410 stayed the same. But I thank you so much, Pastor, because I've been praying for the past 5 years. And when you laid hands on me and you told me about two months ago, that it could still happen again. But it did happen, but it happened and she's gone. And I thank you, Pastor, and I thank God.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes,
there is
Pastor.
Yes, I.
Okay, testify. You can testify.
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Jerome. I have a testimony. It's similar to Sister Dockery's testimony. I just want to thank God, as you've also prayed for pieces in my job as well. Before I went on break, I had a piece to my route. And when I got back from break, they had taken a piece from my route. But I just want to thank God that he restored that piece that was taken from me, and they put it back on my route yesterday. So I just want to give God praise for that, and I just want to thank you for your prayers as well, Pastor Smith.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I have a testimony. I've been struggling with difficulty with, you know, just different ailments in my within my body. And Pastor, you've been praying for me for some time now. And about a couple months ago, I remember we got on the prayer line, and you were saying how people were going to be delivered. It was going to be people were going to be healed. And from that point on, everything within my body, I could actually feel God healing my body. And, you know, people, you know, if you take medication or something like that, there's always a side effect, and it's never good. But when God goes in and he starts to heal your body, there's never a side effect. The side effect is always a blessing. It's always so good. It feels so good within my body, and I know it's God, because man can't do this. And so much so that God had been telling me to stop taking my medication. I kept taking the medication thinking I needed it, need to continue. And as I kept taking it, I was getting sicker and sicker, and it would give me headaches and dizziness and different things like that. So I would cut it off little by little, and then it would still make me sick. So then I just went cold turkey. I heard the voice of God, and he was telling me that I was being healed and I didn't need any more medication. So I just stopped everything. I'm not telling anybody on this prayer line, I'm not telling anyone to stop taking your medication, because I had been taking medication for years, and it was a process. God was purging me from some things that was not good for me. And when I got along with God, got in the Word of God, and just truly just, okay, I got to do this and stop leaning. I think, Pastor, a couple weeks ago, you said feeders. I was feeding off of your faith. And I thought I had the faith, but I was really feeding off of your faith. So anyhow, I started just having my own faith and just thank God. Now, he heard your prayers, Pastor. You are anointed. It's a difference from being anointed and saying the prayers that God tells you to say. You're being guided by God. And that's what Auntie had shared with me. She said, Pastor Smith is anointed because she's being guided by God what to say, when to say. But when we pray, we pray. I'm not saying that God doesn't hear our prayers. He absolutely hears the prayers of the righteous. That's his word. But it's a difference when you have somebody who is anointed, somebody who is behind closed door and sacrificing their life unto God. And God wants us to all do that. So I just thank God that you are obedient, Pastor, but ultimately the King get everything. He gets all the glory, and I know I'm being healed. So that's my testimony. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, a word to deliver, a word, God, that you have to anoint and bring fire in this word to consume the enemy. And I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord, a consuming fire, would take over this word tonight and bring deliverance by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Genesis, the 25th chapter, verses 22 and 23, and Isaiah 55 and 6. Genesis 25, verses 22 through 23, and Isaiah 55 and 6. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is the word of deliverance. I believe it. It's concerning the attacks in the womb. And this is scripture. And there's many have been attacked in the womb. And all ages. And these attacks in the womb affects your life. And it causes many things to happen in our lives, in the natural. It affects our bodies, the attacks in the womb. It attacks us in confusion. Many have mental illness or disabilities. And all kinds of things are happening. And it hinders the body. It hinders the body parts. It brings a lot of effects in our lives. It invades our lives. I'm talking about the attacks in the womb. It's a force. Attack is a force that invades the womb and assaults the womb and bring disturbance in the womb. And many are walking in that right now. Older people, younger people, babies, because the attacks in the womb. And when you don't have wisdom and knowledge from God, and parents are not praying over that baby in the womb, and their lives are not in a place where they are delivered or saved. And many are in the church without knowledge. And they so caught up in buying gifts and having parties and all this stuff and doing many things against the womb, not seeking God concerning that child in the womb. And this has been happening for generations, for years, and people are being affected by that because the parents was not seeking after God. And the struggles within them was going on. But there's power in prayer and seeking God. And you're going to see by the word of God tonight. We're going to begin with Genesis, the 25th chapter, verses 22 and 23, please.
And it reads, "And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger."
This mother was experiencing a struggle in her body, and she just didn't take it for granted. She inquired of the Lord. Something that many parents have never done. Many are saved and have never done this. But this woman was experiencing a struggle within her. And it troubled her. So she inquired of the Lord. And then the Lord, because of her seeking God, this is so important tonight, because she sought after the Lord about this struggle that was within her. And the Lord revealed to her what was going on within her. And this has happened over and over and over and over to so many. Right now, they are adults, they are grown, they have children, their children have children. And there's conflict within them. There's contention within them. There's a fight. There's a assault. They have encounter in the womb, and they are born. They come out with these effects. And so this is the night for prayer, prayerfully, that the Spirit of God will go in and prevent further damage. We have damaged people who have not sought after the Lord while we were carrying babies. That's why our parents should pray consistently as they carry the child. And this woman prayed because of the conflict, because of the struggle within her. It was disturbing her. And from the time of their birth, Esau and Jacob, they had that struggle. They would be separated. They were divided. They were hostile. They had nothing in common. But God already told her this was going to happen. And God's mercy intervened. That's what we need tonight, for the mercy of God to intervene. Why? Because Jacob went through for 20 years because of the deception. But God turned it around for a nation. For God to use Jacob in the covenant. And so if God did it for Jacob and Esau, he can do it for you and I. Because within, it was two nations struggling. One that was going to be under the covenant, one in the natural. And so because we are born in sin, the natural, and until conversion comes, the struggle is going on in our lives. And there's many who have not that revelation of why the children is going through or why I'm going through. This clueless. But tonight, the Spirit of God is opening up a curtain. And when we are in prayer, as this woman of God went in prayer, because of the contention, because the warfare that was going on within her, she sought after the Lord. But there are those who never did that, who never sought after the Lord and seen their children and they themselves with all kinds of confusion and mental illness and things affecting their body, their mind, their spirit, their attitude, because they were invaded in the mother's womb. This is scripture. And they come out with disturbance. They come out with struggles because of the attack in the womb. The war began in the womb. And many are acting out because of that war that began in the womb. They're full of conflict. They're full of discord. They're full of contention. They're full of strife, full of havoc, dispute, all kind of feuds. And especially when you carry that child, you need to lay hands on your body. That husband and that wife need to come together and pray about that baby that's growing, that the enemy, that the spirit that is out to attack that baby, that the, because they're in prayer, it prevents. It prevents frustration. Prayer, go in and disappoint the powers of darkness. Those obstacles are restrained in prayer, saints. This is real. And for those that have no wisdom, have no knowledge, even though they were saved, but did not have a revelation from God, and it was busy doing many things, instead of praying continuously for the Holy Spirit to ward off the attack of my baby. And there's so many who are grown people, adults, and they have children. Their children have children. And they are in a battle. There's so much disturbance because the enemy invaded and assaulted. But as this woman, she went before God. This woman prayed and petitioned God. And God revealed what was going on. It's time now, it's never before, to pray faithfulness. Have a faithful prayer life. To have a life full of prayer. And when you have a life full of prayer, you can go in before God and petition God. That the Spirit of God will go into those places. Thinks this is real tonight. Those complicated places in your life, in your children's lives, in your grandchildren's lives. Because it's like a ladder. It goes from generation to generation. Why? Because people are so busy, so full of confusion. And what happens? They're carrying confusion. They're carrying symptoms. They're carrying problems in the mind, in the body. That's affecting the child. Because many didn't have the revelation. I know I didn't. Because I wasn't saved. Then after I received the Lord, I still did not have that teaching or that revelation. So what I had to do after God revealed, I had to get in prayer. Pray for my children. Pray for myself. That the Spirit of God come against the struggles that affected me and my children, the conflict, the contention, the assault, the dispute. Those things that affected my life and affected my children because of no revelation, because of nobody teaching me the proper way to pray as I was carrying my baby. My husband and I didn't pray. We was in the world. And then after getting saved, we still didn't pray because we didn't have the knowledge. But the Spirit of God said, man, I have to always pray and not to faint. When you pray faithfulness, your prayer is continuously. You practice prayer. You are personally communing with God. You are personally communing with God. When you're dedicated to prayer, it prevents, it heals, it stops those further damage. God go into a place with his action, his power, and disappoint every power of darkness that have attacked the womb of that person you was carrying. The Spirit of God go in and stop further damage. This is a word of encouragement tonight. Why? Because so many didn't have the knowledge to seek the Lord. And when a person have revelation from God and they begin to see by the Holy Ghost, the eyes of God have to get in your eyes. Then you get in prayer. Because the Spirit of God revealed to you. And you begin to encourage people to seek God as you carry this child. Don't let nobody lay hands on you suddenly. You go before God. You practice prayer. You petition God for your child to prevent attacks. Many listen and many doesn't. But it doesn't matter. It's the word of God. And the word of God stands. And this woman went before God and asked God. She said, I'm having a struggle. And God gave her answer. And the Lord said to her, two nations are within you. And you will give birth to two rival people. one will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger. And that happened. But God revealed to her what was going on in her body. It's time to seek the Lord now as never before for God to go into those places. When you pray, prayer keep things from happening. When you pray, prayer go in and stop further damage. When you pray, the Spirit of God frustrate the plans of Satan. When you pray, God disappoint every action of the enemy. When you pray, God restrain the enemy and render impossible. When you pray, Isaiah 55 and 6, please.
And it reads, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Very simple. Seek the Lord without delay. Because there come a time when God cannot be found. It's time to seek God without delay. It's time to pray as never before. It's time to petition the Lord. It's time to be have a devout prayer life. It's time to be faithful in prayer. It's time to be fervent in prayer and sincere in prayer. It's time to be dedicated in prayer. What does it do? Prayer prevents the attacks of the evil one. He may come in to attack, but he's going to flee seven ways. Prayer stopped the force and invasion of Satan when you pray. But there are so many so busy doing many things, but it's time to be devout and seeking God. For God to heal those have already been attacked, they're born. Their life is in a warfare. Their lives are in contention. Their lives are in strife. Their lives are in dispute. They're constantly wrestling. And some people leave up out of this earth with those powers against them. But when we pray, I don't care what it looks like. When you see by the Holy Spirit that your children is under attack by a force that they can't control, it's time for you to go and lean on the horns of the altar and pray to a mighty God that the Spirit of God will stop the disabilities. The Spirit of God will come against everything that's causing the confusion. That the Spirit of God would arrest every symptom over my little one. That's for old, young, whatever age, because they didn't get the right prescription in prayer in the womb. Too busy having a party, getting baby stuff, doing everything. But before God, petitioning the Holy Ghost to keep my baby healthy, well, and sound from the attacks of the evil one, from the assault of Satan, from every encounter that's out of our control. Holy Spirit, bring it in control. Prevent the powers of darkness from invading my baby. From bringing disturbances. And then after they're born, if you never did it, then you must pray against that disturbance, against that invasion, against their assault, anything they have encountered that brought disturbance in their lives. They're struggling with. People are struggling, saints of God. Struggling their mind, struggling their body. Things affected them. All kinds of encounters. All kinds of struggle because something happened in the womb. Brought on complication. But when we get in prayer, someone read Psalms 5 and 3. You're going to see by the word of God. Psalms 5, verse 3, please. Verse 1, get it, please read.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up.
This is saying, seeking him early. I'm looking up, because my help comes from the Lord, from above. He said, I pray to you, Lord. You hear my voice in the morning, at sunrise. I offer my prayer and wait for your answer. She had to wait for the answers from God, but the woman had to pray. It's so needful now as never before. Because we are seeing these things right now in our loved ones. How they are affected. You're seeing it with your own eyes. But tonight, God is saying when you are faithful in prayer, when you are devoted to prayer, when you petition God, that means personal communication, being faithful to God in prayer. God goes into a place because you're sincere, because you're fervent in prayer. He said, man, I've always prayed and not to faint. And what happened? God goes into that place because you're praying. And whatever's damaged, God heals. He'll go and heal those damaged places in our lives, saints. This is so real. He'll go and heal those disabilities. He'll go and cause you to be able to survive. You won't be in confusion. Those things that affected your mind, you have a clear mind. Those body parts that the enemy invaded, God will go in and he will heal. And he will stop the frustration. He will disappoint the plans of Satan, where there'll be no further damage. And every obstacle, God will restrain and render impossible tonight. If you begin to seek after God, all this other stuff, you put it on hold. But it's time to seek after God for your family. I'm concerned because God has placed it in my heart, because I know it happens. It happens when we have no revelation. It happens when we're not saved, we're not converted. It happens if we are not under proper teaching. It happens. You just go on, carry it 9 months, nobody praying, nobody seeking God. The enemy attacks. Then you see all this havoc and all this encounter that you have to deal with. And there are some people live most of their life, old, young, middle-aged, whatever, in havoc and disturbance and struggles because they've been affected in the womb, been attacked. But this is a night of healing if you just can receive it by the word of God. Because that war, that attacked, war means attack. It means conflict. It means battle. Havoc. The Spirit of God will anoint you to pray. And those things that the enemy have set up against your loved ones, against your life. The spirit of word will bring into frustration. The spirit of prayer bring into a place of disappointment. Those actions or those obstacles that you're seeing in your natural eye, the spirit of God through your prayers restrain and render those things impossible for further damage. So this is damage control tonight by the Holy Spirit. If you just start it, just begin. Start blooming in prayer. Begin to practice prayer and petition God. personal communication with God, meaning I'm determined to be faithful in prayer. I'm determined to be faithful in prayer. Why? Because I didn't know that. I didn't have knowledge of it. When I was carrying my children, and even after I got saved, didn't have that knowledge. God give wisdom and knowledge to his people who ask things of God. This woman asked. She asked a question. She petitioned God. And God revealed what was going on within her. Explain it to the detail. But God went in and intervened. Why? Because the woman asked. We want God to intervene for our children, for our grandchildren, for ourselves. Because we've been affected. Because we had parents who did not pray. We had ministers who did not pray for that woman carrying that child. It's real and it's the truth. But this is a night of repair that of the damage that will go no further tonight. I'm talking about damage control by the Holy Ghost for those that is devout, praying, dedicated to God in prayer and fervent and most of all sincere, come on, real. Petition the Holy Spirit. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor, for that word. I needed to hear it. I receive it. I just ask for continued prayer for my baby girl, that God will keep her healthy and that God will stop all the attacks of Satan and any generational curses. And then also, if he would keep me on track and just help me to be faithful within my prayer time with him. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
This is
Kim.
Okay, wait a minute. I heard two names. I heard Vanessa real clearly, then Kim, you're next. Okay, Vanessa.
Okay. My prayer request is to continue to cover my children in God's blood. Also, to help me to be a better parent to them and to make wise decisions and increase my faith and my prayer life.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? Kim, I think I heard you.
Yes, Pastor. I need prayer for my youngest son. I don't know what's come over this child. He turned 11, and he's just a whole different kind of bad. So ungrateful, so disrespectful. I just need prayer that we can get him right back on the track that he needs to be on.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yeah, Pastor Smith, this is Brother Darrell. You know, I couldn't sleep last night, and this morning I got up, I didn't go to work, because I feel like something that my spirit man is being attached. And, you know, me and Cindy prayed on, and it seems like, I don't know why, but it seems like I'm depressed of something, or because we truly grateful, everything's paid for, and there's money in the bank, but it's like I'm being attacked. I don't understand where this is coming from. So I just need prayer for, you know, to get my spirit man back on track.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes,
Pastor.
Okay. I'm listening.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes,
Sister Dockery.
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Dockery. I just thank God for his wisdom and his knowledge for what he's given me, and I ask for prayer for myself and my children from you and from God, and I am a prayer warrior. I also ask prayer for the union is going to the table tomorrow. Even though my director was dismissed, they still have it on the table for our 410s. I just ask that God let it continue, that we keep our 410s. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Jerome. I also have a union meeting that's supposed to be coming tomorrow where the teachers and transportation is also going to be going against the school board for the increase. So I would like prayer for that. And I also just would like prayer that God would touch my mind where I can also be strengthened and continue to pray as well.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor. I just want to ask God that, you know, because I've been asking him to show me, because I don't know if I hear from him or I don't know the signs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ask him, God, I want to hear from you, and I don't know. I honestly don't know how to do that. But I have been asking him, and I'm asking for this promotion at work to go through, because I'm up for a promotion, and it's the transfer supposed to go through to this week. So there's that. Thank you.
Anyone else have need a prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is real saints, and it's so many never, ever consider these things, but this is word. And many are right now going through the struggles of what was happening in the womb. Just many people are going through it. Attack, invasion, they encounter in the womb. They went through it, the children went through it, and now the grandchildren is going through it, but it can be stopped when you are in prayer and when you acknowledge. I had to acknowledge that I didn't do it. I wasn't in continuous prayer. I was doing what most people do, preparing for the child to come, getting everything together, just busy. Should have been busy in prayer, but it was over my head. And there's so many who won't acknowledge it, but it's time to acknowledge to God that I'm guilty. I was guilty, Father. And now, because I've confessed I'm guilty, I'm asking you to strengthen me, to petition you personally in prayer, to dedicate myself in fervent prayer, to be sincere. I had to do it. And the majority of the people who didn't do it have to do it, saints. It's the word of God. Because the word of God said, man ought to always pray and not faint. And then we see all these things happening, all these complicated things and all these disturbances in our lives and our family lives, and then grandchildren is going up. It's because of that encounter. There was assault in the womb and caused disturbance. Children are innocent. Taking drugs, it's going to affect that child. All kind of things that sinful going to affect that child in the womb. Because it's the word of God. And Father, I thank you tonight. There are some will confess, but there are some self-righteous people that, oh, I always did that. And they are lying, because when we are not saved, we're not truly been converted. When we're saved, it means I love God and I hate sin. The word of God said, if you love me, you will obey me. And true conversion comes through obedience to the Lord. Doesn't mean that sin not going to lurk, but we resist the devil. And the word of God said, he shall flee from you. True conversion. Father, I thank you tonight that this is real. It's scripture. This woman was attacked in the womb. There was discord. There was contention. There was conflict. There was a war going on. It was a struggle. But she consulted the Lord, and the Lord revealed to her. Father, we consult you this hour as never before in prayer. And Father, I thank you tonight for the parents who did not pray. That's generation. And God, we're living under those complicated things. those struggles. I ask tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will go in and stop the damage. Any further damage, God, you heal us tonight from those affected parts in us, those symptoms that's causing all kinds of confusion in our lives, that's hindering us, oh God. They're causing us, oh God, to be in a battle. They're causing us, oh God, to be disturbed. Father, stop the invasion tonight in the name of Jesus. I ask that the Spirit of God go into every hostile place, every place, oh God, that we had no control over, that our parents didn't understand, that we didn't understand, that they raised us and we raising children, children are raising children. That nature tonight be stopped by the Holy Spirit. That hostile spirit, that spirit of division, that spirit of feud, that spirit of disability, that spirit of mental illness, all kind of sickness and disease. We ask tonight that the Word of God go in and stop further damage. Frustrate the plans of Satan. That the Word of God stop every action and obstacle of Satan. Restrain that spirit tonight by prayer. You said to seek him at a time we can find him. We're seeking you now, God, because we can find you. And we thank you, Father, that the Spirit of God will go into those places that our loved ones are under attack by enemy force, by invasion from Satan that's assaulting their lives. That because we are praying and petitioning God tonight, that the Spirit of God disappoint the plans of Satan. And we thank you now, Father, for the healing virtues of Jesus to go into that place and within us, within our children, within our grandchildren. And the spirit of healing go forth now in Jesus' name and prevent any further damage. This is a word of damage control tonight in Jesus' name. And every spirit that would oppose the word of God, Satan the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus. Moving in a place, repairing, disappointing the plans of Satan. By faith, God, I thank you that that spirit, that force of darkness that have attacked our lives and our children's lives has been prevented from any further damage tonight by faith. Father, I thank you for Talanda, that she stay in prayer, stay on track, stay sincere to God for a healthy baby. And I praise you for it, God, that you begin this day, this night, in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sister Vanessa, that you cover her children. And if anything she did out of order, not knowing how to pray, that the spirit of wisdom and knowledge from the Holy Ghost overtake everything about her concerning decision-making, and that by faith her children is covered because we are praying, because she has prayed. And I thank you tonight, Father, that there's no further damage over her children because of prayer tonight. No further damage over her because of prayer tonight, that the healing virtues of Jesus bring forth recovery tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Sister Kim. Kim, you need to bring your son to church. You was doing it, but I don't know what happened. For the Spirit of God to bring this child under control. One chase a thousand, two 10,000. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God sees what's happening with this young man. But Kim has a responsibility. You say to train up a child. Father, I thank you tonight that she get on track. That, Father, he's only a youngster. And she can bring him to church because he's under her care. God, let her be obedient. For this spirit that's out of control, that the Spirit of God will bring this child back on track. Because whatever he experienced, the attack that he's acting out right now, that the Spirit of God will control those symptoms and those confusion over him by faith in the name of Jesus. And Father, place your hand on your head, Brother Darrell. Father, I thank you tonight that you stopped the attacks in his sleep, that he received peace. Come against every spirit that's invading him in his sleep, in his waking hours, that the peace of God that passes his understanding would overtake him. And I send the word of God to silence the evil one and to bring that spirit into control by the Holy Spirit and stop anything that will frustrate him in his waking hour and his sleep. And I thank you, Jesus, for your word, for your peace over him. You say, the peace I give, not the world give it, give it I. Let not your heart be troubled. Father, I thank you for your peace over this man of God now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for that union, that the favors of God will be with Zadokri and with Brother Jerome, that the favors of God will be in the meeting. Anything that will come against the favors of the Lord, that the Lord rebuke it and stop it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for favors, God, in their meeting, that the union, God, will come into agreement for good for the people, for Sister Doctrine and Minister Jerome. And I give you praise for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that Maddie get in sincere prayer and that the Spirit of God revealed to her, and the Spirit of God give her wisdom and knowledge. And I thank you for the increase, God, in the promotion that she have need of to take care of herself and her family. And I thank you, oh God, that the Word of God will bring this in place. And I call forth that increase in Jesus' name, that is done in the name of Jesus. And God, I give you praise tonight. And I thank you, Father Jesus, for the Spirit of God has spoken tonight by his word, and that the word of God go into places, God, that we don't even realize we have been attacked in the womb. I'm talking about people of all ages now, all families, that the Spirit of God go into those places tonight and heal us from further damage, that the Spirit of God will frustrate the plans of Satan and every obstacle that Satan will send out against us. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We ask that the word of God will render you impossible to affect our lives from this night forth. I thank you for sound mind. I thank you for confusion under the blood of Jesus. I thank you for body ailment come subject to the word tonight. Every disturbance, every struggle, every spirit that desire to assault, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name and prevent the attacks of Satan. We thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding. Overtake our body, mind, spirit, and soul, and we walk in healing by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, be blessed, be healed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.